Port of Virginia accelerates growth amid global uncertainty. The Port of Virginia has become a major player in the global supply chain, with its container volume increasing by 20% to 3.4 million 20-foot equivalent units, TEUs, since 2021. This growth is largely attributed to the $1.4 billion Gateway Investment Program, which aims to support the port's expansion and modernization efforts. The program includes channel deepening to accommodate larger vessels, expanded rail and terminal capacity, and partnerships with logistics companies to strengthen the broader network. With its strategic location near Naval Station Norfolk, the port has a unique advantage in terms of proximity to major military installations and a deep water harbor that can handle aircraft carriers. The port's harbor depth is mandated by Congress to be 55 feet, making it the deepest in the country, and the Elizabeth River connecting the complex allows for efficient navigation of container ships moving in opposite directions. As global trade continues to evolve, the Port of Virginia is well positioned to meet the changing demands of the supply chain, with a focus on speed, precision, and certainty. The port's interim CEO, Sarah J. McCoy, emphasized the importance of investing in infrastructure and partnerships to stay ahead of the curve, saying, "We've built the Port of Virginia to meet this era." With the Gateway Investment Program coming online at exactly the right time, the port is poised to capitalize on shifting cargo flows and diversifying trade lanes from Southeast Asia and India, alongside steady strength in Northern Europe. As the global supply chain continues to face uncertainty, the Port of Virginia's commitment to growth and modernization is a reassuring presence for businesses looking to navigate these complex changes. Ultimately, the port's success will depend on its ability to execute its strategy with discipline every single day, as McCoy noted during her keynote address at the annual State of the Port Luncheon.